The parents of Parker Summers sought specialized cancer treatment recommended by doctors, but denied by their insurance company. Touchpoint refused. The HMO considered the treatment experimental. A majority of Supreme Court justices ruled the policy and denial letter were ambiguous. It also said the HMO would cover procedures for other patients that were part of early-stage clinical trials, which is how the company defined experimental. Stephen Miley is with UW Law School's Consumer Litigation Clinic. He represented the family in the case.
It sends a clear signal to insurance companies and HMOs that they must interpret their policies, including their policy exclusions, in a consistent manner and not in an arbitrary manner.
Federal law regulates employee benefit plans. It's designed to make sure health insurers let customers know what is and isn't covered and how they can appeal. The state court ruled the rejection letter to the Summers family was not clear in that regard. The case was a split decision. Justices Annette Ziegler and Pat Rokensack dissented. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.